Just as he was lost for a moment in these numb memories, a knock came on the door of his motel room, which then opened immediately. A fat and dishevelled man came in carrying Arthur's one small case. He got as far as, "Where shall I put?" when there was a sudden violent flurry and he collapsed heavily against the door, trying to beat off a small and mangy creature that had leapt snarling out of the wet night and buried its teeth in his thigh, even through the thick layers of leather padding he wore there. There was a brief, ugly confusion of jabbering and thrashing. The man shouted frantically and pointed. Arthur grabbed a hefty stick that stood next to the door expressly for this purpose and beat at the bog hog with it. The bog hog suddenly disengaged and limped backwards, dazed and forlorn. It turned anxiously in the corner of the room, its tail tucked up right under its back legs, and stood looking nervously up at Arthur, jerking its head awkwardly and repeatedly to one side. Its jaw seemed to be dislocated. It cried a little and scraped its damp tail across the floor. By the door, the fat man with Arthur's suitcase was sitting and cursing, trying to staunch the flow of blood from his thigh. His clothes were already wet from the rain. Arthur stared at the bog hog, not knowing what to do. The bog hog looked at him questioningly. It tried to approach him, making mournful little whimpering noises. It moved its jaw painfully. It made a sudden leap for Arthur's thigh, but its dislocated jaw was too weak to get a grip, and it sank, whining sadly down to the floor. The fat man jumped to his feet, grabbed the stick, beat the bog hog's brains into a sticky, pulpy mess on the thin carpet, and then stood there breathing heavily as if daring the animal to move again just once. A single bog hog eyeball sat looking reproachfully at Arthur from out of the mashed ruins of its head. "What do you think it was trying to say?" asked Arthur in a small voice.
Nothing much," said the man. "Just its way of trying to be friendly. This is just our way of being friendly back," he added, gripping the stick.
"When's the next flight out?" asked Arthur.
"Thought you'd only just arrived," said the man.
"Yes," said Arthur. "It was only going to be a brief visit. I just wanted to see if this was the right place or not. Sorry."
"You mean you're on the wrong planet?" said the man lugubriously. "Funny how many people say that, especially the people who live here."
He eyed the remains of the bog hog with a deep, ancestral resentment. "Oh, no," said Arthur. "It's the right planet, all right." He picked up the damp brochure lying on the bed and put it in his pocket. "It's okay, thanks, I'll take that," he said, taking his case from the man. He went to the door and looked out into the cold, wet night. "Yes, it's the right planet, all right," he said again. "Right planet, wrong universe." A single bird wheeled in the sky above him as he set off back for the spaceport.